local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're back like we never left. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Typically Joe and Austin with you, but late last week, Joe announced that he will not be here this week. But as any other time when Joe's not here, I'm not alone. I am joined by the fabulous Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, my friend?
I am doing terrifically. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We had a rocky start around this time an hour ago, but I'm hearing your voice, so that means hopefully it shouldn't happen again. And on that note, we can get right into our top three stories. I'm very happy to say that. Today marks 2 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The landmark decision ended the constitutional right for an abortion, and it gave states the option to decide on whether they should restrict access or not. Over a dozen states have stopped almost all abortion services, with another three utilizing six-week bans. There are marches and rallies planned around the country, including outside the Supreme Court itself.
Well, Houston officials are slamming U.S. immigration policy after a 12-year-old girl was brutally murdered by two illegal immigrants. ICE says the Venezuelan men crossed the border illegally this year near El Paso and were released with notices to appear in court. They're accused of strangling a 12-year-old by the name of Jocelyn Nungare and then dumping her body in a creek on Monday. Today, the Harris County DA, Kim Ogg, called the U.S. immigration system broken. The men are charged with capital murder, and one of them is being held on a $10 million bond.
My goodness. And President Biden and former President Trump preparing for their first debate set for this week in Atlanta. Biden has been prepping with advisors at Camp David. Meanwhile, Trump held a rally in Philadelphia on Saturday and addressed a gathering of Christian conservatives in the nation's capital, organized by the Faith and Freedom Coalition. The debate hosted by CNN will take place on Thursday with no studio audience. So obviously, if you remotely either care about voting for this upcoming president, or if you just want to see, I'm sure what will be heck of good fun, you can tune into that. And I'm sure we'll touch on that more as we approach it later this week.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on to our local headlines here. There's more controversy in Santa Rosa County today. The Board of County Commissioners tackled the controversial ordinance that would officially say illegal immigrants are not welcome in Santa Rosa County. It was put forward by Commissioner James Calkins, who says he supports legal immigration, but illegal immigrants are causing big problems across the nation. There were at least 10 citizens who spoke against the ordinance for various reasons, and in the end, an amended version was shot down by the board on a 3-2 vote, with Calkins and board chairman Sam Parker voting in favor.
Well, there were about a dozen protesters downtown at the Escambia Supervisor of Elections office today. This comes after last week's news that candidate Bruce Childers had been disqualified from running against Robert Bender for that particular office.
I mean, as if Robert Bender said, hold my beer and watch this, he disqualified Bruce Childers, who's running against him in his race. Now, that's just beyond preposterous. You're a clear banana republic at that point, because Robert Bender's office qualified Mr. Childers. And then after the qualifying was over, they reversed their position and disqualified him.
Former Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill was at the morning protest, and the Supervisor of Elections office said Childers had not filed a financial disclosure form before the deadline. That's contested by Childers, who posted on Facebook that he filed the disclosure according to the Supervisor of Elections office's instructions and was never notified of any issues with the paperwork until after the deadline passed, and then he was disqualified. Underhill is asking anybody who's concerned about the election integrity to get engaged in the process.
Well, I'm sure that won't get worse before it gets better at all.
Oh, yeah.
Just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, looking at the roads here, let's see. We did have a couple of accident reports last hour that were causing some minor issues. One at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Fairfield Drive, there doesn't appear to be too bad congestion in that area. And one on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We still have some minor congestion traveling through the Windhaven Beach area, but that does appear to be breaking up also. Very happy to say that. Then we've just got typical congestion here and there in the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Let's see, maybe a little bit on Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And we were dealing with some on Caroline Street early last hour if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But hopefully I'm not jinxing it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on there at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks pretty good, although it is warm and humid. Thundershowers, which passed earlier, we may be expecting more this evening, then clearing, low about 79. Tomorrow, some sun, a few clouds, and some showers also expected, high about 92. Right now, after the showers pass, it's even more humid. And Pensacola, it's 87, which feels like 97. Gulf Breeze is 84, which feels like 89. And Milton is the hot spot, 85, which feels like 94 degrees. And that's your weather forecast.
Is this a bad time to say that I live in Santa Rosa County? My goodness.
Well, it's kind of warm there.
Just a little bit toasty. Carrying on with our local headlines here, the House Ethics Committee investigation into Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz continues. ABC News now reports that the committee has obtained Gaetz' Venmo payment records after issuing a subpoena to the company. Witnesses are now being questioned regarding payments received from Gaetz and whether they were for sex. One woman reportedly said that it was, while others have said that the payments were to attend parties that Gaetz was also at. Gaetz has denied the allegations against him, and last year the Justice Department declined to bring charges against the congressman.
An off-duty firefighter died on Saturday morning in a car crash in Santa Rosa County. It happened early, about 2:30 in the morning, when the J-Man was driving on State Road 87. His truck left the road, hit a ditch, and a utility pole. The man died at the scene, and the Florida Highway Patrol is investigating.
Oh, my goodness. Also, officials are investigating after a man was found dead in a vehicle on I-10 in Santa Rosa County this weekend. The man was found by a road ranger on I-10 eastbound around mile marker 20 on Saturday. The ranger found the man slumped over the steering wheel of the vehicle and notified EMS and the Florida Highway Patrol. Troopers were able to access the vehicle by breaking a window. FHP, the FDLE, and the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office are on the scene.
It's been kind of a rough week on the beaches, especially in Bay County, because they confirmed that three swimmers died last week after becoming distressed while in the water. They were swimming as double red flags were flying, warning beachgoers of rip current risks. Which basically we can't emphasize enough to really pay attention when those flags are up.
You're absolutely right. And that's the thing. I mean, we've been talking about the climate a lot and just some of these weather conditions, and that of course cannot be overlooked. I do also want to stress that I mentioned in the last story I read, FHP, FDLE, and Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office are on the scene. I meant to say on the case, but that's neither here nor there. Just wanted to make sure I cleared up that devilish mistake I made there. 5:18, we'll take our first quick break. When we return, state headlines and some national news as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:23 here. Austin, I was about to say, you know what? I made a couple of mistakes previously where I would say Joe instead of Steve. I was about to say Joe and Steve. Right. I was about to forget my own name.
Who are you again?
I'm Austin, last I checked. So typically Joe and Austin. This time it's not Joe and Steve. It's Austin and Steve. There. Just wanted to, I guess I need to clear that up with myself, so I'll clear it up with you as well.
Good.
But just about 5:24 here, we will get started with our state headlines before we dive into another quick check of the roads and weather. Nearly 200 new Florida laws are scheduled to go into effect next week. Some of the measures will ease work restrictions for 16 and 17-year-olds and create more behavioral health teaching hospitals. Another legislation would allocate $200 million for the My Safe Florida program to help residents protect their homes from storms. Starting on July 1st, the laws and the state's more than $110 billion budget will go into place.
Well, you may have noticed it's kind of hot and humid and so forth. And,
I gathered, yeah.
Yeah, well, Jacksonville is taking steps to help their residents combat the extreme heat over there. Local and federal leaders toured one of the city's cooling stations at the main library downtown. The city used the time to talk about its protection plan while highlighting a new tool by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The Heat and Health Index is the first nationwide resource to help communities prepare for rising temperatures by allowing them to search for information by zip code. There's currently a heat advisory in effect for North Florida, Big Bend, and of course here at the Panhandle until 7 p.m. tonight and probably again tomorrow, because it feels like temperatures are expected to reach up to 109 degrees.
Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time. All righty, just about 5:24 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here, it's been pretty timid, not too much going on. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have an accident report on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We typically have issues in that area anyway, but of course that traffic report is not going to make them any better. Let's see. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We do have some backups there. And you're going to have a little bit if you're traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach as well. So just a couple spurts here and there. But outside of those few spots, not a ton's going on. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks pretty good right now, but we do expect thunder showers possible later on this evening, then clearing, low 79. Tomorrow, some sunshine, some clouds, and some showers may be moving to the area again, high about 92. And it's humid. 87 in Pensacola. It feels like 97. It's 84 in Gulf Breeze and 85 in Milton, and that's your forecast.
Thank you very much, my friend. All righty, carrying on with state headlines here. One of Florida's largest school districts is increasing its security. Two campuses in Broward County began using metal detectors earlier today to kick off the start of summer school. Superintendent Howard Hepburn says the launch of the new program will create an additional layer of safety. Charles W. Flanagan High School in Pembroke Pines and J.P. Taravella High School in Coral Springs are the first to try out the initiative. The goal is to equip every high school with the technology by the start of the new academic year in August.
A Pinellas County mayor is stepping down after just over a year on the job. The city of Madeira Beach broke the news earlier this month, saying that Mayor Jim Rustek has submitted his resignation effective immediately. He was sworn into the position in March of last year. Rustek cited the reason for his departure was because of corruptive behavior of other city lawmakers. A special meeting scheduled on Wednesday to discuss finding a permanent replacement. In the meantime, Vice Mayor Ann Marie Brooks will take on the role.
And Florida drivers paying more at the pump after a nearly month-long decline. AAA says the state average is $3.24 per gallon. That's 11 cents more than this time last week, but still 30 cents lower than last month. The Auto Club says that fuel costs are known to fluctuate during the summer, and hopefully the cost of fuel will start to go back down before the start of the 4th of July travel season. AAA is expecting nearly 4.5 million residents to travel for the holiday between this Saturday and July 7th.
I just checked the gas prices in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, and guess what? The average price in Escambia is $3 a gallon, and Santa Rosa, $3.12 a gallon. Not too bad.
Yeah, no, not too bad, all things considered. Here nationally, the Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. The challenge will be taken up by the High Court during its next term, reviewing a decision by an appeals court that upheld the law. The Supreme Court's next term begins in October and ends next June. A decision on the constitutionality of the Tennessee law will impact laws in other states as well. More than 20 states have restricted gender-affirming care for minors currently.
Wow. Primary elections are set for tomorrow in Colorado, Utah, and New York. New York progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman is fighting to keep his seat in the 16th Congressional District as he faces a challenge from Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Polls suggest Bowman, a member of the so-called squad, is in real danger of losing his seat after his criticism of Israel sparked an effort to remove him from Congress. In Colorado, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is leaving the state's 3rd district and is seeking to take over the now-retired Representative Ken Buck's vacant seat in Colorado's 4th district. As for Utah, 4 Republican candidates are vying to replace retiring Senator Mitt Romney.
A lot of big names bouncing around there.
Mm-hmm.
A White House communication staffer responding to criticism over his past social media posts. It's not the first time we've heard stuff like this.
No.
Tyler Cherry was recently promoted to Associate Communications Director at the White House, and he's recently faced backlash over his old posts comparing police officers to, quote, slave patrols and supporting anti-Israel activism. Cherry, in a statement on X, said that the posts were from when he was younger and don't reflect his current views. He stressed that he supports the Biden administration's agenda.
Well, the Southern Plains and the Southeast are still feeling sweltering temperatures this week. Some cities like Little Rock and Dallas could hit 100 degrees. Heat index possibly reaching 110 degrees in some areas. Some high temperature records could be broken in places like Lincoln, Nebraska, Wichita, Kansas. Tomorrow, Atlanta is expected to see temperatures rise to the upper 90s, about 10 degrees higher than normal for this time of year. The past weekend, we just went through, saw record highs from New York to Mississippi, with some of those being over a century old, meaning over 100.
Yes.
Not old. I mean, just over 100 degrees.
Just over 100 degrees, yeah.
Not much.
And then Minnesota continues to deal with flooding that the state's governor has described as catastrophic. Over the weekend, Governor Tim Walz declared a peacetime emergency to allow the National Guard be deployed in his state. Residents in the small town of Waterville, appropriately named, about 65 miles south of Minneapolis, have been evacuated, with it receiving between 14 and 18 inches of rain. Waterville sits between Tatanka and Sakata Lakes, with Walls saying that the rain has pushed the water levels of those lakes to uncontrollable levels. The National Weather Service says there is a chance for severe thunderstorms in Minnesota this evening. 5:30, you hear the music. That means it's time for another Fox News break. When we return, we'll have a rundown of some sports headlines, followed by health, business, and science, and some pop culture later on this hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden and former President Trump squaring off in the CNN presidential debate this Thursday. The economy expected to be a hot topic. California Representative Ro Khanna speaking on Fox News.
Inflation is coming down from where it was. And so he's going to say that he has done a lot to help the working and middle class, to bring back factories. And he's going to do even more in the next 4 years. And that's going to contrast with Donald Trump, who brags about a massive tax cut he had in his 4 years that helped a lot of corporations.
Former President Trump suggested he could bring up shrinkflation during the debate. It'll be at CNN headquarters in Atlanta with a full simulcast on the Fox News channel. Civil liberties groups filing lawsuits challenging Louisiana's new law mandating the Ten Commandments must be displayed in every public school classroom. Some of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit include the parents of Louisiana public school children and the American Civil Liberties Union. America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now. Target is striking a deal with Shopify to discover new brands and hot items for its third-party marketplace. For Target, adding the items could help drive their online traffic as the discounter tries to get back to sales and e-commerce growth. Third-party marketplaces tend to be lucrative businesses as retailers get a cut of sellers' profits and can sell ads or fulfillment services. Ocean shipping prices continue to flirt with pandemic-era highs as vessel diversions due to attacks in the Red Sea are triggering bottlenecks and soaring costs. Flotillas of container ships and bulk carriers starting off the busy shipping season are growing off the coasts of Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and China. Stocks were a little higher today, the Dow Jones Industrial gaining 260 points, the NASDAQ Composite fell 192. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Scottie Scheffler fought off protesters and Tom Kim to win the Travelers Championship in a playoff for his sixth win of the year. However, during an exciting Sunday for the best golfer in the world, the only thing I could think of is that it's a shame that Scottie doesn't get to compete consistently against all of golf's best because of the ongoing divide between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. We still have no clarity as to what the future of golf will look like, but I wish all were back under the same umbrella, competing against one another. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do summer projects your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not dealing with too much that's standing out. We got Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We do have an accident report at that spot, but that has a lot of congestion issues anyway, so I'm assuming that the accident is merely adding to that, so be on the lookout for it nonetheless. Then we've got Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound passing by the Windhaven Beach area, we do have some minor congestion there and a bit more as you continue westbound approaching Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, though, there does not appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for particularly long. Steve, how about that weather, Broham?
It is hot and sweaty in the forecast. Thunder showers are possible again this evening, and then clearing, low about 79. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds and some showers creeping back into the picture, high about 92. Right now, it feels like 97 in Pensacola. Actual temperature is 87. The humidity is up there. 84 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 85 in Milton, and that's your forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty. Just about 5:30. Well, it is 5:38. We'll get into some sports headlines here. So let's dig into the meat of what's really going on tonight.
Okay.
Starting with hockey, Stanley Cup Finals Game 7. Now, if you are not a hockey fan, what you need, or just a sports fan in general, what you need to understand is that the Stanley Cup Finals is a 7-game series between the Panthers and the Oilers.
Right.
The Panthers won games 1-3.
Right.
That meant that if the Oilers lost just one more game, they would have been swept. It would have been complete domination, series over, no questions asked.
Uh-huh.
The Oilers have since won 3 games of their own, and now the playing field has completely been leveled. It's anyone's game. Edmonton is on the road for Game 7, but they have all of the momentum. Game 7 is tonight on ABC.
Yeah.
Winner takes all. Steve.
It is do or die for the Florida Panthers in Sunrise tonight in Game 7.
Yep.
Coach Paul Maurice says even though the Oilers battled back from a 3-0 deficit, they start tonight with that clean still.
It's a new day. It's a new game. And, we're going to come out with our best that game.
And if the Comeback Cats pull it out, they'll host their first ever Stanley Cup in franchise history.
That is worth noting, yes. The Panthers have never won a Stanley Cup before. The Oilers have won several.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that's the mindset you have to have as a coach, of course. It's obviously far easier said than done. Man, I wanted the Panthers to win, but the Oilers, dude, they just live and breathe hockey. That's why Joe and I were so certain that the Oilers were going to even the series up at 3.
Well,
it's anyone's game. I want the Panthers to win. At least one of those reasons should be pretty obvious with us being in Florida. But, man, I don't know.
We will know in just a few hours. Yeah. Puck drops at 7 o'clock on ABC tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to it's gonna be hard to silence the Oilers now. Mm-hmm. Also, an hour before that, so in just about 20 minutes, we've got Game 3 of the championship final between Tennessee and Texas A&M College World Series.
Yeah.
Yes. On Saturday, the Aggies took game 1, 9-5. And then on Sunday, the Volunteers took game 2, 4-1. That's going to be, as I said, at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Steve, have you been following this at all?
Off and on, yes. It's fascinating because college ball now is basically seems to be in the same level as Major League Baseball, the way they're playing the game now.
Do you have a prediction?
I will say
there's really no way to go wrong at this point.
I know. Well, I'm going to go with Texas A&M.
Really? I want them. I thought Tennessee was going to win. Tennessee a couple times, whether it be the first time they played Florida State or their loss to Evansville, they looked a little bit overrated a couple times to me.
Yeah.
Texas A&M obviously came out swinging for game one. So I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Oh, boy. We'll talk about this tomorrow then.
Yeah, oh, well, we certainly will. But I'll tell you, Texas A&M, I would not be upset if they won. Either way, it's all SEC, so really who cares? In the NFL, the Chiefs expected to cut ties with defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs after his recent arrests. That's according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Between late May and now, he's been charged with counts of animal cruelty and domestic violence / burglary. Those were in separate instances.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I distinctly remember us touching on the animal cruelty story. It was a pit bull and a Rottweiler, and the pit bull actually had to be euthanized. They were in that poor of shape.
Oh, boy.
So it's like, there's just really no defending him. The Chiefs are already dealing with a lot of PR crises. I know Harrison Butker, obviously very polarizing figure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just like, listen, what this guy did was objectively reprehensible. We just got to move on and get this guy out of here. We're already dealing with enough as it is in the media.
I got a question for you, though.
What's that?
Moving on to a different sport, baseball. We got any games tonight?
Yes, we do. That's actually a great question. We've got a few local teams playing. Braves at Cardinals. Let me go in order here. Braves versus Mariners at 5:50. So that's starting in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Braves at Cardinals at 6:45 and Marlins at Royals at 7:10. None of the games are televised, unfortunately, but we will give an update on the Braves and Mariners in our next sports update in the 6 o'clock hour, along of course with the College World Series
of course
game 3.
So we
will keep an eye on those. Thank you for reminding me, sir. And then in golf, we had my favorite thing in the world, climate protesters. They are to blame for a delay at the PGA Tour Travelers Championship yesterday. Six people stormed the green on the final hole while the leaders lined up putts. The protesters sprayed powder and left stains on the green in an apparent climate protest. Scottie Scheffler went on to win the event.
Protest is okay.
Oh, yeah, no, protesting
is allowed to do that.
Protesting's completely fine on its own.
My feeling is, if you do that kind of thing, though, what they did at the Tour Travelers Championship on Sunday, you kind of don't get your point across because people remember how you interrupted the golf tournament and sprayed powder and left stains on the green, but they don't remember why you were actually protesting.
Yeah, they don't remember why, and they don't care to remember
why. Yeah.
And that's the problem. When we look at these protests and stuff, it's like you cannot just a lot of these protesters think that any attention is good attention, whatever. We gotta make you angry to get the word out there. Have you ever met a sports fan? They don't care what your cause is.
Mm-hmm.
If you are shaking up their sport, shaking up their game, they do not care what you're talking about. It could be world peace. They don't care to hear about it during that game. They don't care to hear about it during a sporting event. So when you cause a ruckus, you are doing your cause far more harm than good 10 times out of 10.
I agree.
Just about 5:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. I'm taking a step off of my soapbox to get back to our regularly scheduled programming here. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still dealing with some minor backup. Same with Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway with just a little bit of issues if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there's not a lot happening. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks good now. We may expect some shower activity later on this evening. Clearing after that, low about 79 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and some clouds and some showers again. High about 92 degrees. And it's really humid outside. It's 83 in Pensacola. Feels like about 90. It's 84 in Gulf Breeze. Feels like 93. And in Milton, it feels like 88. And it's a relatively cool 84. That's your weather forecast.
Yeah, well, brr. Gonna need a jacket with that.
Yeah, 84 degrees, yes.
Health, business, and science headlines here. Former White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci says that Donald Trump's staff pushed misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. On Friday, he sat down for an interview where he said that he and Trump got along rather well at times, but things became tense with his staff during the lockdowns in 2020. Fauci said his insistence that COVID-19 was serious didn't seem to upset Trump, but Trump's staff allegedly grew furious with him. He added that as the pandemic went on, the White House team started to try to discredit everything he said. Fauci recently appeared before Congress, where he grew emotional talking about the death threats and the harassment that he and his family continue to endure due to his role in the COVID lockdown.
Well, New York State is winning in a lawsuit against a health insurance company for failing to provide birth control for patients. It's a suit against United Healthcare, the largest healthcare provider in the country. The Attorney General's office received a complaint that a patient in Brooklyn was denied coverage for their oral contraception. The denial is in violation of the state's Comprehensive Contraception Coverage Act. United was ordered to pay a $1 million penalty to the state and has to refund customers who were denied coverage and forced to pay out of their pocket. And if you're eligible, and a New Yorker, I guess, you can submit a claim.
Yeah, if you are an eligible New Yorker, I guess you're in luck for hearing this broadcast. Yes, right. You can submit a claim. It's shaping up to be a record-breaking travel period for the 4th of July this year. We mentioned this on a Florida level earlier in our state headlines, but nationally, AAA predicts that nearly 71 million people will travel 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period, which runs June 29th through July 7th. That's up 5% from last year. And Steve, talking about this traveling and talking about this humidity,
right?
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of hot cars. So what should people keep in mind?
Well, this is a no-brainer, but people keep doing it. Leaving kids and pets in the car even just a few minutes is not exactly a good idea as the sweltering heat wave continues to grip most of the nation this week. We are reminding motorists not to leave small kids, pets inside of the hot car, even if you're just running into the store, just a few minutes. According to the organization, kidsandcars.org, 29 deaths were reported last year as a result of children left in the hot cars. Please don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, it really, and especially, as I said, I mentioned this last hour, but if you just get in your car, like to go to work or school, whatever, and you feel how hot the inside of the vehicle is, that should be enough to tell you, hey, I shouldn't be leaving anything, and more importantly, anyone in here. A new study is linking the use of cannabis to an increased risk of more serious COVID outcomes. So tokers beware. Researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis say that the risks are similar to what could be expected to be seen in tobacco users and include the possibility of ICU admissions. Their study, published this week, was based on outcomes among more than 72,000 people in the Midwest during the first 2 years of the pandemic. 5:48 here, we will take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, some pop culture notes, followed by another quick check at the roads and weather, and some wacky stories and good news to round out the hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. That song's called Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth. Walking on the Sun is something that we will be painfully reminded of when we get to traffic and weather in just a couple minutes here. But
That's what it feels like.
Absolutely. But before we do that, it is just about 5:52 here, or it is 5:52. I don't know why I keep saying just about. I think that's just filler words for me at this point. 5:52, so we're going to get into pop culture notes, just a couple, before we get our last quick check at the roads and weather. Starting with Freaky Friday 2.
The movie?
Yes. Neither you nor myself saw the first one, but maybe it's time for a change, Steve. Production is underway for Freaky Friday 2. Disney posted a clip on social media Monday of Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan on the set of the sequel to the 2003 body swap comedy. The studio also confirmed that the movie will be released to theaters next year rather than premiering on Disney Plus. Other returning cast members include Chad Michael Murray, Mark Harmon, and Christina Vidal Mitchell. The original film brought in $160 million at the worldwide box office.
And so they're doing a sequel 21 years later.
Yeah, it begs the question of why it took this long.
I wonder. Well, CMA Fest is airing tomorrow on ABC. It's the 51st annual event, and it drew tens of thousands of fans to downtown Nashville the second weekend of June. Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, and Ashley McBride were among the dozens of performers there. Jelly Roll and also Ashley McBride are going to be the host of the TV special of the event.
Yeah, you know, we've touched on Jelly Roll a couple times just in my time doing the show with the pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
And he has always, and I've also, you know, I know Cat Country, just doing work with them, I know that they have appeared at the Wharf when he's been performing and stuff. Seems to be a really, really down-to-earth dude, so, and pretty likable guy. So it's cool that he's hosting there. And Ashley McBride, I don't know anything about her, but I'm sure she's lovely, too.
I like the style, though, of Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I like his style. When you say a style, I'm assuming you mean his vocal style?
Yes, vocal style.
Yeah, very, yeah, right. Very distinct. But his visual style is cool. He's pretty swagalicious, I will admit that. Just about 5:55 here. One last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. We're already seeing some of the congestion we had on Pine Forest Road die down for the most part. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the other spots that were giving us issues on Navarre Parkway, we do just have one now. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that one spot, there doesn't appear to be much going on. Steve, how's the weather?
It is nice now, but we do expect thundershowers again this evening, then clearing, low about 79 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine again, some clouds again, and some showers again, high about 92 degrees. 87 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 85 in Milton on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
Thank you very much, my friend. All right, to carry on with some pop culture notes here, just a couple more. Pop superstar singer Justin Timberlake resumed his world tour in Chicago over the weekend by, and I think this was a smart move, addressing his drunk driving arrest in New York. Mm-hmm. The 43-year-old singer drew cheers and applause when he told the audience that it's been a tough week. That's one
yes,
way.
Understatement.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it. He was arrested in Sag Harbor, Long Island last Tuesday after allegedly running a stop sign. I got to tell you, if that's all he was doing or if that's all he got pulled over for, it really does make you think, how much further could he have gotten if he had just stopped at the stop sign?
When you think about that in relation to other things he could have been doing, yeah. Running a stop sign is no big deal except for the fact that he was drunk.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. There's nothing wrong, or there's little wrong, I guess, with running a stop sign unless you're intoxicated. That is a very important distinction to make there.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you're looking for a house, you know, thinking about moving or something, the New Jersey mob house featured on The Sopranos is up for sale. It's the home featured in the scene. Now, think back toward The Sopranos when you watched it. Tony Soprano got shot by Uncle Junior. Okay, now you remember that? Well, while the episode depicts the house to be in Belleville, it's actually on Highland Avenue in the Forest Hills section in Newark. But if you want to buy it, the asking price is about $580,000.
Can I anticipate you getting into a bidding war on this one, Steve?
Of course, you know, with all the big bucks I get paid.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking to move. You're looking for a better climate because pretty much
it'll be my northern summer house. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, your summer house. Yes, that's very humble of you. Moving on to some wacky and weird headlines here. A somewhat mysterious monolith, which is basically a structure, that created a buzz on social media after being found on a mountain outside of Las Vegas, is now gone. The Las Vegas Metropolitan PD confirms that the monolith was removed late last week due to public safety and environmental concerns. Now, if that wasn't weird enough for how this thing just appeared, it is now being stored at what police are calling an undisclosed location. So that, like, just throws gas on the, you know, mystery fire here.
That's weird.
Yeah, the rectangular monolith is 77 inches it's 77 inches tall, and each face is 13 inches wide. It's made out of reflective sheet metal folded into a triangle and secured with rebar and concrete. A search and rescue team spotted the monolith earlier this month.
And there's no word if the search and rescue team, as they spotted it, heard also Sprach Zarathustra, which of course is known as the theme from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Right, yeah.
I had to reach way back for that one. Well, it looks like an 8-year-old Pekingese from Oregon has been named the world's ugliest dog. Aww. The annual contest was held last Friday at the Marin County, Sonoma County Fair in Northern California, and top honors went to the black and white Pekingese named Wild Fang, whose tongue sticks out permanently because his teeth didn't grow in properly. His biography says Wild Fang has causes that he champions and has helped to find safe homes for Pekingese dogs living in Ukraine. He says he's already helped save 7 dogs from that war zone.
Yeah, well, I mean, and see, that's the thing. It's a good thing we put that story there because it's a good preamble for good news. Yeah. I do want to say, though, I looked up the dog.
Yeah.
He isn't even that ugly. Can you see this on my screen here, Steve? It looks like a little mop with a tongue sticking out.
Yeah, I mean, actually kind of cute.
Yeah, in a weird way, he's kind of cute. I have seen a dog uglier than that, so he may be getting a bit of a bad rap here.
Right.
Some good news here, just one quick story very quickly. A 76-year-old woman walking for racial equality, Rachel Zola, is walking over 700 miles from Chicago, Illinois to Montgomery, Alabama. During her trip, she's performing one-woman shows where she shares the stories of black people in their own words, and she is currently in Tennessee. And as I told you last hour, Steve, this is not only a feel-good story because of the cause and what she's trying to teach people about, but also because she, at her age especially, is walking over 700 miles. I couldn't tell you the last time I walked two.
And 2 miles, you mean?
Yeah, and I am a fraction of this woman's age. But you said you are this woman's
age.
I
am 76 years old, and 700 miles would be awfully daunting.
I was about to say, are you gonna join the charge here? are you gonna be our local representation for this kind of movement?
Oh, sure, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And my walker, you know.
Yeah. You'll walk from here to that summer home you were talking about.
Right.
5:59. We'll take a quick break, probably about 10 to 12 minute break to be exact, for WEAR to deliver their top of the hour news, and we'll be right back after that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.